In order to free ourselves from cyclic existence, we need to understand its nature. We need, one, to know the specific types of suffering involved. Two, to discover the causes of those sufferings. Three, to see if it is possible to remove those causes. And then four, to determine what should be practiced. Renunciation, therefore, involves at least partial understanding of the Four Noble Truths. The Four Noble Truths are 1. True suffering. 2. True sources of suffering. 3. True cessations of suffering and its sources. And 4. True paths for actualizing true cessations. When Buddha began teaching for the first time, he taught the Four Noble Truths in the order just given. However, this order does not reflect how these truths come into being. In temporal sequence, the second truth, the sources of suffering, precedes the first truth, suffering itself. Similarly, the fourth truth, the paths of practice, must precede attainment of the third, the cessations of suffering. However, Buddha taught the four truths in the order of practice, not in the order in which they are produced. In practice, you have to identify the extent of suffering first, to know that this type of life is beset by misery. This deepens your natural wish to be freed from pain. When you have to recognize suffering for what it is, as Buddha did, then you'll be drawn into discovering its causes, the sources of suffering. Just as a doctor must first diagnose a disease, you must understand the root cause of suffering before you can treat it. Not until you have determined the sources of suffering can you understand that there could be a cessation to it. Also, without decisively understanding that the end of suffering is possible, you might consider practice of this path just a fruitless hardship. Then you can seek the true paths for actualizing true cessations. This is why Buddha presented the four truths in the given order of practice. Suffering is the first noble truth. Suffering is like a disease we have all contracted. To find the cure, we must carefully identify the full scope of the disease. There are three types: pain, change, and pervasive conditioning. The first type of suffering is out-and-out pain that we all recognize as such. Even animals want to overcome it. The physical and mental pains of daily life, like headaches and the anguish of separation, fall into this category. The second type of suffering is the suffering of change. What we usually experience as pleasure is mostly a diminishment of pain. If good food or drink, for example, really were just pleasurable, if they had an inner nature of pleasure, then no matter how much we ate or drank, we would feel greater and greater happiness in equal measure. Instead, if we partake excessively, we begin to suffer in our bodies and in our minds. This indicates that these experiences of pleasure have an inner nature of pain. I like to tell the story of a family that buys a new television. Compared to the old one, it is really great, and everyone watches it for days on end, but eventually they get tired of it. This indicates that the original pleasure has a nature of pain. Such states of temporary happiness are called the suffering of change. The third type of suffering is called pervasive conditioning. It is deeper than ordinary pain and the suffering of change. Mind and body operate under the influence of karma, karma being tendencies created by previous actions. And mind and body also operate under the influence of afflictive or counterproductive emotions such as lust and hatred. In ordinary life, we are born from and into the pervasive influence of karma and afflictive emotions. Even neutral states of feeling are under the influence of causes and conditions beyond your control. You are stuck in a process susceptible to suffering.